Restorative justice programs are on the rise around the country, facilitating meetings between victims, offenders, and community members in order to repair some of the harm caused by crime. Now, a group of volunteers in Casper wants to incorporate the method into the state's legal system. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullins spoke with Jen Miner, the chairwoman of the newly formed Natrona County Restorative Justice Board.
Restorative justice really is a philosophy or a frame of mind that is used to approach crime and conflict. It takes the view of punishment and retribution and makes a shift to an approach of restoration. It views crime and conflict as a violation of relationships, not necessarily just a law broken. So instead of asking, what rule or law has been broken, who did it, or how should that person be punished, a restorative approach instead seeks to answer what happened, who was affected, and how, and then what can be done to make things right.
So how does it benefit both the victim and the wrongdoer?
Well, for the victim, it gives them, I believe, empowerment. It gives them the voice to identify the harms that were done, and it allows them to participate in a restorative process. And for the offender, it really creates opportunities for meaningful personal accountability. And then they are a part of that process, typically, of identifying what can they do to make things as right as possible.
What kind of cases can benefit from these practices?
There's really no one population that restorative justice is best for, because restorative approaches can be used in so many situations. And I should say restorative principles, the values behind it. It can be used in civil matters. It can be used like with diversion cases, all the way on up to violent offenses. With any of these, there's always an opportunity for those most affected to seek healing and reparation. I think with any victim who is seeking a restorative process, to have that safe opportunity to ask their offender certain questions that only the offender can ever answer. It's things that the court can't answer or her attorney. I think if a victim is truly wanting that, it's available to them.
And are there opponents? Are there skeptics of restorative justice?
Sure, yeah, there are opponents. Though I think for those that don't support restorative justice, it's simply an issue of having misconceptions of what RJ is all about and not having experienced it. And actually, one of our keynote speakers for the conference has presented on that very topic, and he's talked about his own experience of skepticism and then eventually how he came to embrace restorative justice for his own courtroom.
Could you tell me more about this upcoming conference?
The conference is set for March, this coming spring, and the conference really is twofold, the purpose behind it. One, we want to provide information, education, so to speak. The other thing that the conference will be doing is providing keynote speakers and breakout sessions that will touch on these different areas, like law enforcement, legislation, victim services, how to use restorative justice in a school setting, but then also how volunteers can be involved, because they are a part of the process, they represent the community and the harm, because anytime a crime occurs, it vibrates out into the community, and so they have a stake in the process as well. To hear the stories of people who have gone through a restorative process, it is just incredibly powerful, and we do plan to have some people present for the conference to share their stories of, their own personal experience of having been a victim of a crime and what they were able to get out of their restorative process and the benefit that it can have for them.
Well, thank you again, Jen, for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much.